Blog Talk Radio.
I was born by God's dear grace in an extraordinary place where the stars and stripes and the eagle fly. It's a big old land with countless dreams, and happiness ain't out of reach. Hard work pays off the way it should. Yeah, I've seen enough to know that we've got it good. Where the stars and stripes and the eagle fly. There's a lady that stands in a harbor for what we believe. And there's a bell that echoes the price that it costs to be free. I pledge allegiance to this flag, and if that bothers you, well, that's too bad. But if you got pride and you're proud to do, hey, we could use some more like me and you. Where the stars and stripes fly. If there's a lady that stands in a harbor for what we believe, if there's a bell that still echoes the price. On earth, but it's the only place that I prefer to love my wife and raise my kids. Hey, the same way that my daddy did. Where the stars and stripes and the eagles fly. Where the stars and stripes.
And stripes and the eagle flies. That was Aaron Tippin, and he had kind of a hit with that, albeit it was about 6-7 years ago. But hey, you know what, songs like that never grow old. They never die. It's like old cowboys, they never die. They just get all busted up, so you gotta pour them into a bucket. That's all. Hadn't you ever heard that before? Yeah, well, you know. It's kind of like, okay, fine. But, yeah, there are a few people that have done that. Elvis did that. You know, it's like, cool, awesome. And I thought, hey, we haven't played Aaron Tippin for a while. Let's play good old Aaron Tippin. Good old Aaron. He's not very old. I don't know how old he is, but he's not very old. Anyway, we've got, and welcome, Sue. It's you and me, baby girl.
Yes, thank
and,
you.
Yeah, and some link, invite, whatever it is that this stupid Blog Talk thing sends, she's not getting it. It's hiding it from her again. It'll probably show up tomorrow in her email.
Oh.
And without that, she can't call in because she's not in the U.S. She's in the U.K., so she can't use the regular phone lines, the regular phone internet. You know, she's got to have this special route that they follow from UK. Yeah, exactly. It's like, well, that's because she can't just dial the phone and make a phone call. You know, it just doesn't work. It gets really, really expensive when you do that from overseas.
Really?
So, yes, very expensive to make a phone call from overseas. But if you if you do this thing that Blog Talk has worked out, I think they use Skype. I'm not real certain. But they have it so that it doesn't cost you anything to make the phone call to call into Blog Talk. So, but you need the invite that I send when I make up the show. There's a place to put emails to invite guests. And mine's full, by the way, so don't anybody request anymore because I don't have any more space. But you have to do that, and then it sends them this email with this special thing that they can do to call in, and it doesn't cost them anything. So why it doesn't work to just call with the internet, I don't know, but it doesn't. So, okay, fine, whatever.
You mean she can't just call through the Facebook?
Well, not with Blog Talk, evidently. Because they have this certain route that overseas has to follow to get in free.
Mm-hmm.
So, and you can't, Facebook does, I mean, Blog Talk doesn't actually have a Facebook hookup.
Right,
for the studio phone in. So, no, she can't use that with Blog Talk. She could probably call anybody else she wants to with that, but not Blog Talk. They're different, to say the least.
well, I called the other number first and then found out that there was no shows, and I always know to call the other number. So that's why it took me a while to get on.
Yeah. Well, with two networks, it's kind of tough sometimes to keep track, especially when I forget to post the show until 11:30. So that was interesting. Well, I had some errands to do after work today because, you know, Mother's Day and all that, and I needed to do some stuff for my mama and let her know she's still loved and thought about, and I didn't get home till 8:30 in the morning. By then, my brain is not functioning anymore, people. By 8:30 in the morning, it left the building. Just ding, gone. So I had, when I went to get milk and my mama's Mother's Day card, I also stopped and got some Fat Boy cones that are like the drumsticks, except they're flat across the top. I got four of those in this little box. They were on sale. So I had one of those for breakfast. Well, hey, you know what? Once the calories hit the stomach, the rest of the body follows the brain. It's done. Over. Finish. Kaput.
Never thought about it like that, really. That's funny.
So it's, I've had an hour and a half sleep, so if it gets a little strange, you'll know why. I didn't even lay down to sleep until like 9:45 because of everything I was trying to do. And here it was, I was a day late in paying my car insurance. Luckily, they will carry you for a month, but I paid it. Now I just got to call them and say, hey, did you record this payment? Because I paid it. So we'll see what happens. day late and a dollar short. Well, $600 short. But, oh, well, whatever. Well, and I'm not really short that money. It's just been earmarked for something else, you know, like my house.
Mm-hmm.
But anyway.
Right.
Which I've got a different plan for, by the way, but that's okay. We'll talk about that later. First, I happened to run across in my old computer, because I was doing my show on my old computer at work last night, this morning, 3 a.m., yeah, this morning, and I ran across this in the library in my old computer, and I thought, oh, yeah, we'll play that. That's cool. We'll play that. And it's not the one from when he was 10 years old in the competition, the singing competition, but he recorded it a little bit later with Sun Records. I think he was still with Sun Records in 1956. And so, hey, guys, get your Kleenexes out. You're going to need your Kleenexes. Sorry, but that's just how it is. But this is so cool. This is Elvis singing Old Ship.
Oh, God.
When I was a lad, that old ship was above, over hills and meadows. Just a boy and his dog, we were both full of fun. We grew up together that way. I remember time at the old swimming hole when jumped in here for me. As the years passed, it rose. Shelby grew old, and his eyes were fast growing dim. And one day the doctor looked at me and said, I can do no more for him, Jim. With hands that were trembling, I picked up my gun and aimed it at I just couldn't do it. I wanted to run. I wish they'd shoot me instead. He came to my side and he looked up at me and he laid his I had struck the best friend that a man ever had. I cried so I scarcely could see. Old Shelby has gone where the good dog is gone, and no more with old Shelby will I roam. But if dogs have a heaven, there's one thing I know, old Shepherd.
It makes me think back to my ex-sister-in-law and brother-in-law whenever they had a dog and it did something that they couldn't excuse away, like if it bit somebody. Well, they didn't take him to the vet and have him put down. They took him into the back pasture and shot him in the head. And oh my God, it's like, how do you do that? She goes, oh, well, it's cheaper than taking him to the vet, and it just has to be done because he bit Mama. And it's like, what? Yeah, and what did she do? Well, she was messing with his ears, and and so you killed the dog because your mama made a mistake. Did it hurt your mama? Did it break the skin? Was she bleeding? Was it a bat? Well, no, but we can't have that happening. Well, hello, how about Mama not touching the dog? And maybe not going close to that, because her mama was a little thing, just a little bitty thing, maybe 90 pounds, you know, 5'2", something like that, just tiny thing. And this dog, oh my gosh, the dog with a black tongue. Hello, I can't think of the name of what it is, but it's one of those
a Newfoundland. Lab?
No. Lab's got pink tongues, honey. This dog is the one with black tongue. Oh my gosh, can't think of it. But anyway, it's a big dog. It's a really big. You could put a saddle on that sucker, and big black, long, thick hair. You know, and it's got the black tongue, and it don't mess around. If you hurt it, it's going to hurt you. That's just the nature of that dog. And it's not the dog's fault, because that's been bred into them. You know, and so it's like, well, why are you killing the dog when it's doing something that is normal to its nature, and you could just kind of teach Mama to stay away from that dog? That might be a good idea. But they'd already done the deed. She thought it was a good idea what I come up with, but they'd already killed him, so it was too late. I just, yeah, it hurt me. I cried because I love that old dog. I cried, but I was pissed. Oh, man, I was so pissed. I had to just leave the house for a while. I left the house and walked back to the cattle pond and just kind of hung out there for about an hour, because I had to cool down before I was fit for company. It was bad. So anyway, there's my reaction when you do something unnecessarily mean to an animal. I can't tolerate it. It's just too bad. And if I could have, I would have beat him over the head with a 2x4. But I couldn't do that either. We were staying at their house.
Oh, gosh. That's morbid.
Oh, man, it was so sad. And every time I hear old Shep, I think about that. And it's such a good song, you know? Such a good song that I keep listening to it, so that's my own fault. That's how it rolls, you know what I mean? All right, let's do something upbeat and fun. How about the Jarmels doing a little bit of Soap? That's fun.
A little bit of soap will wash away your lipstick on my face. But a little bit of soap
John told me that was recorded at RCA, not Sun Records. It was recorded at RCA. And I just looked it up, and that was a Chow Chow. The big old mountainous black dog. He had to have been part Newfoundland because he was just too big for just being a purebred chow. But, yeah, they've got that reputation of if you muck with them, we're going to muck back, so you got to be careful. But I figured it was Mama's fault. You don't play with the child's ears. You just don't do it, you know? Doesn't take a whole lot of brains to figure that one out either, you know what I mean? But, you know, I remember her mama, and her mama was so sweet. At that time, though, she had Alzheimer's. And so you could try to tell her something or teach her something, and she couldn't retain it. So that, you know, that kind of added to the problem, actually. So they did need to get rid of the dog, but they sure didn't need to shoot it. I'm sorry, but I don't care how long ago and it happened years and years ago, but I don't care how long ago it was. It just wasn't necessary, and it still makes me mad. Just in case you couldn't tell, right? But, yes, exactly. I told John that I would let you guys know that Old Shep was recorded at RCA, not Sun. So I don't care where it was recorded.
I'm going to guess probably about 58, 56. I don't know. When did RCA take over?
I don't know obviously. I thought it was 57, 58, but Old Shep was recorded in 1956. So it had to be around that time then, probably.
Yeah, it had to be about that time. Sam Phillips wasn't in the picture then for too long.
Well, however long he'd been in at Sun Records, I mean, you know, that's how long he was in Elvis's picture. But I don't think at this point in time that we really need to be super concerned about when that transition actually took place. We just know that it did happen, and it was around that time, the mid-50s. So,
well, if you're in this quiz, you need to know everything, because I got a lousy 3 points last night. I was totally embarrassed. Poor aunt, she got four more than me, and
well,
it really was some questions that I had never heard before. I mean, for instance, like, what was the name of the ship that took Elvis to Germany?
Didn't he go to Germany on a plane?
Well, that's what I thought too, but he went on a ship, and the name of it was the Randall. I've never seen that, read it anywhere. Didn't even know it went on a ship.
Well, you just listen and don't expect any points, and you'll still learn a lot. I'm not competitive. Not when it comes to that kind of thing. It's like I have fun with it, and I'll participate in it, but I'm not competitive enough to care how many points I rack up or who wins. That doesn't bother. That used to drive my ex. Oh, my gosh, that used to drive my ex wild because he had to do everything to win. It didn't matter if we were playing a card game or board game, whatever it was. He had to do it to win. He got so mad at me when I won at Yahtzee. Woo! Or when we would do that word game, like that. It's kind of like a crossword puzzle word game. No, mm-hmm. No. You use the little letter tiles and you make up your words and all that stuff.
Oh, Scrabble?
Anyway. Yeah, Scrabble. Yeah, that's it. He used to get so mad at me when I would win that. So I would kind of let him get a couple of 50-pointers just to keep him off my back, man. I'm just perfectly happy just making up words, four or five letters, and you just give, okay, if you get a triple letter, okay, cool, double word, okay, that's kind of cool. If you can use that, fine. But I didn't care if I actually won, except that it upset him so badly, it was just easier to let him win.
Or not play.
That happened a lot. I stopped suggesting it after a bit. And then toward the last few years, we started playing more because that's really all the interaction we had. And it was like, nope, his temperament hadn't improved at all. I actually quit playing cards with him because of that. We were playing, we were at my sister's house for Christmas Eve one day. We were all playing poker. Just for the fun of it, it was like a round robin poker game. I forget what it was called, but we were playing poker, and I'm just playing. I don't really care who wins. It's just a game. It's no big deal. What, you know, you're not in Vegas or anything. What is the big deal? And so he really thought he had it. It was so awesome, and he laid down four tens, four of a kind.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I made the mistake of laying down my hand. I had four jacks.
Oh, God.
Exactly. Oh, my word. He jumped up from that table, and he started walking around. He just crossed his arms, and he started fuming. And it was like, just go outside for a while. It's winter. Go outside. Dunk your head in a snowbank and cool off. Just go do something. I quit playing at that point. I was done. It's like, you know, it's no fun if you're going to get mad when you lose a hand. That's no fun anymore.
No.
So,
no,
but he didn't play just to play the game. He played to win. And if he didn't win, he was pissed. And
oh,
he,
Donna,
I,
that's
I,
wrong. That's not wrong. I just
I made
laugh
the
at
whole,
mine and call you Kendall.
No, I don't care. It's a game. It doesn't make any difference to your life. It's a game. And I made the mistake of winning Pinochle one time, too. I never played Pinochle again. I never played Pinochle again. The neighbors kept trying to get me into partners. You know, there's four of us, of course, and come play Pinochle with us. We can play partners. No way. I'll just stay right here and play with the dog and the cat, and I'll go out and see the geese and the chickens, and you guys just play cards to your heart's content. I ain't doing it. And I didn't. I never played cards with him again. It was just, It was too much. If you can't play and have fun with it, what's the point? So I didn't.
Well I get your point. But we had fun last night. It was fun. Brandon won, and then Greg came in second. But it was fun.
Yeah. And when you can do it and just have fun. See, now, when I quit working and I don't have to be asleep at that time of day, and I can join in on that if she's still doing it, heck, yeah, I'll join in, but I don't care if I get any points or not, because even if I'm not getting points in the game, I'm still learning stuff. And
right,
to me, that's
that
more important.
That one's just an hour long, Pigeon.
Yeah, well, that's good. That's good. But at 5:30, I've already been up. By 5 o'clock, I've been up for probably 3 or 4 hours. And I
uh-huh.
need to get another 2-3 hours sleep before I go to work, because
mm-hmm.
I've got to be up all night. And if I don't sleep, I can't stay awake
at
work.
What time do you get to work?
11 p.m.
Oh, okay. Yeah, you'd have time, because your time, she comes on at 8:30.
Yeah, but I have to be asleep in order to be able to get up at 9 o'clock to get ready for work and stay up all night. It doesn't fit the time frame. See what I mean? So, but when I'm not working anymore, I can do what I want to. So that'll be a whole different thing, because I won't have to stay awake all night. See, that's part of my job now. I can't sleep at work. So I have to sleep during the day. So I usually come home. I sleep. Well, this morning I got to sleep about 9:45. But usually I'm asleep by 8, 9 o'clock in the morning. And I'll sleep until like 11:30. Then I'll be awake and do whatever it is I need to do during the day until I lay down at 4, 4:30 to try and get another, well, a lot of times I'll only sleep 3 hours. It'll take me that long to slow down and get back to sleep again for about 3 hours.
Mm-hmm.
And so I'm functioning on basically 5-6 hours sleep a day when I have to go to work. So I can't give part of that up. I can't get the adrenaline flowing with a show that gets my mind working when I already have trouble quieting my mind in order to get some more sleep so that I can go to work and stay up all night. So I just, I've tried it before.
You're making me sleepy talking about it.
my word. Well, I've had an hour and a half sleep today so far. So, hey, I don't have to, go to work tonight. Night's a day, a night off, so I can sleep or not sleep or whatever it is. It doesn't matter.
Well, good.
So I like that.
Good.
Yeah, I like that. I'm going to play an Elvis song from 1958. So, and I did tell you guys that Old Shep was recorded at RCA, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, good. Well, John wanted me to say that because I have to correct myself when I'm wrong on those things. I have to correct myself so that you guys don't have wrong information. So, luckily, he's right there to help me with that, and that's a good thing. I don't mind being called out when I'm wrong, because then I can correct, and it teaches me, too, so I can get it right later.
Mm-hmm.
So, it was recorded in 1956 at RCA. So, there we go with that. This one, Elvis always loved country, and I hope he got to indulge himself now and again, but it was only with a couple songs. He didn't actually get, it would have been really awesome if he'd been able to do a country album. I think that would have been cool, but he didn't. So
yeah,
anyway,
it would have,
this is something he did. I didn't realize he had done this. This is back in 1958. He did Your Cheatin' Heart.
Your cheatin' heart.
he did such a good job with that, you know?
He does. It's so much better than the original. So much better.
Oh, yeah. I like it better than the original. I'm trying to think, who did that originally?
Oh, gosh, don't ask me that because it was right on the tip of my tongue.
I know. It's trivia time. I keep wanting to say Merle Haggard, but I'm not all sure that's right.
No, he goes way back, and he wrote his own songs, too. He died very young. He was an alcoholic, and he had a heart attack.
Oh, God, you just described half of the country singers in this country. Yep, he was, too. Yep, okay, so was that dude.
Williams got it. She's got it. You're right.
So, Hank Williams. Oh, my God, yeah. He choked to death on his own vomit in the back seat of his car because he was so drunk he couldn't wake up.
I thought he had a heart attack.
Well, that happened at the same time, but it was like it both happened at the same time. So you pick either one. You can pick either one to say that that's what killed him because they worked together to do the job, and it just depends on how gross you want to be, I guess. I mean, there's absolutely nothing attractive about choking on your own vomit in your back seat because you're lying on your back and you're so drunk you can't wake up.
You might have just saved my life because I was taking the tops off of my vitamins and I'm laying on the bed on my side and I didn't want to start swallowing them while I was laying down. So...
Sit up right so it goes down the right pipe in the right way. Yeah, sit up. So, yeah, that's, yeah, he did have a heart attack. He did have a heart attack at that time. I was just trying to decipher in my mind whether maybe vomiting initiated the heart attack because of the alcohol. I don't know. Maybe it just drugged his heart down so bad that when something extra happened, it just decided, I give up, I quit, you're done, bye.
Well, his heart couldn't get any oxygen.
Well, and he was passed out on the back seat of his car, and I forget who was driving, but he was driving to his next gig.
Right.
And, of course, that bottle was an ever-present companion. So, yeah. I'm sorry, but when it comes to that kind of thing, if you've got to depend on a bottle to do stuff like that, I've got no sympathy for you. I grew up with two alcoholics. Mm. There's a third one in the family that I hadn't had anything to do with since he was about 10, but still in all, well, no, even younger than that. But anyway, I can't work up sympathy for an alcoholic. I can't do it. I've had to deal with it. I've had to deal with it too much. Yeah, you can't.
It was difficult to be around her.
Well, they're flat out mean. And not necessarily physically, but mentally mean. Now, my daddy was physically mean. Him and Mama used to have knock-down drag-outs, throw things at each other, hit. They did all that stuff. My stepdad was mentally mean. He had the mental games, and, oh, my gosh, I had a problem walking two blocks down to use payphone. And I was 18, 19 years old. So, he did a number on me mentally from the time I was six. So, you know.
Oh, sure.
At any rate.
Life goes on, doesn't it?
Exactly.
That's
you learn
sure.
how to function with it. You learn how to function around it. And you just keep on bopping. That's all. You just keep on bopping. What choice do you have? The choice that you have is not acceptable. So, there you go. My sister did that choice. I'm glad I was never that tempted. So, yeah. we got some fun stuff that we're going to do. John sent me some fun stuff. We have a yodeling song. We have an old Perry Como song. We have a Goombay dance band song. Oh, my gosh. We've got so much Celtic Thunder X. Oh, yeah. They're good. They're good. I've got a whole lot of shaking going on with Jerry Lee Lewis, and I've got Baker Street. My sister sent me Baker Street by Jerry Rafferty. Don't let me be misunderstood by the animal. We gotta play music, girl. We gotta stop talking about stupid stuff. We gotta play music.
All right, let's go.
And first thing we're gonna play right now is the Tennessee Mafia Jug Band. Got that? And John sent this to me. I remember hearing this song when I was little. I heard this. Mama always had the country station on. I remember hearing this song. And, oh, my word, it makes you feel good. You know, it just makes you feel good. This is a Tennessee Mafia Jug Band. I had to repeat that again. That was so cool. Doing Wabash Cannonball. Cool. I love that. And we do have a song in here that's banjo. I mean, that's like, oh, grab this puppy and take it to the hills and have some fun, because this, it's, huh, it could, never mind. I'm not going to say what came to my mind for that.
Oh, gosh, here we go.
Oh, honey, you know where my mind goes when it's too tired. It just wanders all over creation.
I'm not
creation.
Saying a word.
Good, good. Well, maybe three words, but you know that's... Okay, that's all right, honey. I'll let you. It's fine. I got no problem with you doing that. That's just fine. Elvis, let's go to Elvis. Cut. Rewind. Okay, here we go. New camera. How about Elvis doing Girl of Mine?
When you sleep beside me, I watch you lying there. Your hands upon the pillow and moonlight in your hair. I get the warmest feeling, so good I almost cry. I kiss your sleeping lips and say I love you till I die. Oh, girl of mine, you made my day. One sunny smile, all the clouds just roll away. Eyes deep as the sea seem to say to me, our love will always be. So girl of mine, turn out the light, and in my arms, together we'll make sweet love tonight. Down sometimes I know I hurt you when things ain't going right. I walk away and leave to face a lonely night. I wouldn't blame you, darling, if you walked out on me, but I return.
Wouldn't that be a perfect song for somebody to send you on Valentine's Day? That would be beautiful. Mm-hmm. I like that idea. That's wonderful. Okay, I've got a monkey song. Do John didn't send this. I just happened to, oh, yeah, there's that one when I was looking at something else. This is from the 60s. Don't ask me exactly what year because I couldn't tell you. Maybe 67 something. Anyway, this is the Monkees, and it's just kind of a mellow nothing much song, but I always liked it. I always liked it. Davy Jones sang this song, I'll Be True to You. Yes, I will.
I'll be true to you, yes I will. I'll be true to you, yes I will. I won't look twice when the other girls go by. I'll be true to you, yes I will. Somehow this time, it's all so clear to me. The way to go is easy to see. My heart is sure.
Boxes or toy box or whatever, depending on your age, what you use them for. And they were right under windows. So it was really cool. I used to sit my record player on one of those. And I would put my Monkees album on it. Now, I knew every song on every album by heart. And I would open the window and just stand in front of the window and sing and see what happened. The funny part about that was is often people would stop down on the sidewalk and just look up. They couldn't see me. I was back away from the window, but they would look up at the window and listen. And that embarrassed me so bad, I quit singing and backed off.
Oh, my.
But, you know, 10 minutes later after they went their way and left, I was right back doing it again, so it couldn't have bothered me too terrible bad. You know what I mean?
Evidently not.
I thought it was fun. That's what I did for strangeness. I was a strange kid, man, I tell you. And I grew up to be a strange adult. So there you go.
You're strange, Chevy.
No, but there was quite a period of time in between that I was too shy and under someone else's control to do much of anything, independently, and I just didn't. So that's how that was. Anyway, I took time out. I guess I just needed to gather my forces. And now you guys are being punished nice. For it, but that's okay. Oh, my word. I love that song. I just really love that song. Okay. Oh, yes, that's what I was going to do. I have one that John sent me that I really don't think anybody knows exists. Really. I don't think any of us are aware that this exists unless John has sent it to somebody and I don't know about it, which I don't know everything he does, so that's okay. But do you guys remember James Burton?
No.
See, now that's probably a good question for Shauna to have on her trivia show. This is the same James Burton, and I know, John, you can tell me. He was Elvis' guitar player. That really super good guitar player. Oh, if this is the same James Burton, that's who it is. And he's introducing Leroy Troy. Now, well, you guys aren't going to remember this. He did the chicken song.
No, he did.
About frying him up and we got to find that one again, John. We got to find that song. That's awesome. But anyway, this one is Leroy Troy. James Burton introduces him, and Leroy Troy is singing "That's All Right, Mama." So, hey, guys, enjoy. This is really cool.
Speaking of treasures, I'm fixing to make you famous all over again. Here he comes, the Sultan of Goodlettsville, the most popular man in country music, Fluke, the Tennessee Slicker, Kenny. Here he is, Leroy Troy. Come here, Leroy. Come here.
We're going to send this out especially to Eddie Stubbs. One called "That's All Right."
He loves Elvis.
Yeah.
I get excited about the weirdest things. What's that say about me? Let's not explore that. Okay, not right now. Okay. Different time.
I don't believe there's a
word
for it, Jeannie. There's a...
You could be right. We may have to make one up. okay. All right. I wonder if John could make up a word. Never mind.
There's no telling what he'd say.
Well, it could be not for public consumption, too. You never know. You just never know. So.
Right.
Anyway, let's hear Elvis sing Poor Boy.
They call me poor boy, poor boy, poor boy. But I ain't lonesome and I ain't blue. 'Cause I could never be a poor boy as long as I've got a darling like you. Ain't got a crust, ain't got a cent. Can't buy a jug, can't pay the rent. I got a heart full of dreams and a lot of memories, and that's enough for me. They call me poor boy, poor boy, poor boy, but I ain't lonesome and I ain't blue. 'Cause I could never be a poor boy as long as I got a darling like you. Can't buy a house, can't buy a lot. Ain't got a bean, ain't got a pot. But what I got is a heart full of love and memory, and that's enough for me. They call me poor boy, poor boy, poor boy, but I ain't lonesome and I ain't blue. 'Cause I could never be a poor boy as long as I got a darling like you. Don't have a pig, don't have a cow, I don't have a horse to pull a plow. But what I got is a heart full of love and memory, and that's enough for me. They call me poor boy, poor boy, poor boy, but I ain't lonesome and I ain't blue. 'Cause I could never be a poor boy as long as I got a dolly like her. I got a dolly like you.
And they put an ending on it. That's so cool. I was getting ready to do that, only they did it, so I didn't have to do it. That's cool. All right. I have one that John gave me, was it last week, I think it was. It's, when we were doing the 50s show. It's by Gulfstream Records, which they use a yellow label just like Sun, but this is Gulfstream Records. There was one called Events as well, and but this was Gulfstream, and it's the guy's name is Jim Holt, and this was the original of Paralyzed.
When I looked into your eyes, I stood like I was hypnotized. You sent a feeling to my spine, the feeling was so divine. All I could do was stand there paralyzed. When we kissed you, what a thrill. You touched me, baby man, what a chill. I feel like grabbing you in tight and a squeeze with all my might. All I could do was stand there alive. Oh, lucky me, I'm singing every day. Ever since that day you came my way, made my life for me just one beer every game. Well, I'm gay every morning, and at night I'm still the same, honey child. Do you
Remember that wonderful time when you held my hand and swore that you'd be mine. In front of the preacher you said I do. I couldn't say a word, I was thinking of you. All I could do was stand there paralyzed. Oh, lucky me, I'm singing every day. Ever since that day you came my way, you made my life for me just one beer every day. Well, I'm gay every morning and at night I'm still the same, honey child. Do you remember that wonderful time when you held my hand and swore that you'd be mine? In front of the preacher you said I do. I couldn't say a word, I was thinking of you. All I could do was stand there paralyzed. All I could do was stand there paralyzed. All I could do was stand there paralyzed.
Yeah. See, I had to finish that one. At least I got one in. Now I feel complete.
Well, good.
Have to do at least one or it's just not complete. You know, you're going, oh, something's missing. Something missing. What did I do? Something's missing. What's wrong? Yeah, well, it ain't missing now. We did it.
Proud of you.
Okay.
Wow.
Yeah. Now I feel better. Now I feel better. Small things amuse small minds, but you know, my mind's only small when it's really tired, and then it goes everywhere. It's shattered. Ooh, isn't there a song called Shattered? No, that was a movie. Never mind, and it's a freaky movie. Anyway, let's hear Elvis do Reconsider, baby, because I like that.
One, two, three, four. Separate the sway. We've been together so long to have to separate the sway. Well, I'm gonna let you go ahead on, baby. Pray that you'll come back home someday. Wait a minute, boy. Wait a minute.
but now I guess you've changed your mind. You said you once loved me, but now I guess you've changed your mind. Why don't you reconsider, baby? Give yourself just a little more time.
Yeah, boy, you know, weird things go through your mind when you're listening to that one. I mean, you know, things like runways and six-inch heels.
Did you see Ann's post?
Yeah. Well, she's got the right idea. She's got the right idea. Yeah. It's just on the wrong body, but, you know, hey. Oh, my goodness sakes, we could get in so much trouble. Oh, yeah. When I get moved, George is in big trouble. You know that, right?
Yeah.
With Shauna and me being in that city. Oh, my goodness sakes. And the area I'm looking in is only, I think, like 2.5 hours away, something like that. Uh-huh. Mm-hmm. Interesting. Could get interesting. Could be fun. Okay.
It's
well, for us.
A while to keep y'all maybe from overdoing it together.
Exactly. Exactly. You got to make a real effort, you know, when it's that far away. But that's not saying we won't. But we'll stay at her house so we can't get arrested.
Oh, okay.
You know, send Wade to spend the night with a friend or put him in bed or, you know, whatever. And you don't want to corrupt the young ones, you know, just they'll get enough of that as they grow older. So we don't want to be there. Anyway, okay, it is time for this. It is time for this. And you know what I'm talking about, Sue. You know.
Yeah, the mysterious thing.
Yes. And I just want to say one more time, because I had someone this past week thinking it was Elvis. And, guys, very seriously, 100% serious, it is not Elvis, okay? It really is not. And you'll never be able to guess who it is, because he's just not that big of a presence. He purposely kept it that way when he quit performing. So I'm still going to talk him into a video at some point when he's more comfortable. And it's just going to surprise you all. It's just going to surprise you all. But it is not Elvis. So here he is with Could I Fall in Love?
Could I fall in love for the very first time? That's what I asked myself when your lips touched mine. Could I fall in love on a night like tonight? That's what I like to know. When I hold you tight, now that we're alone,
no one alone,
just a kiss apart,
just a kiss apart,
I have the answer from the feeling in my heart. Could I love and forever be true? My heart tells me I could if I felt for you.
cool. That's good. I like it. I like it.
He's beautiful. He's really beautiful.
He's good. He is good. Yeah, he made the conscious choice to not perform anymore. And it was a good reason. It was good reasons. But I'm still hopeful that he may come back at some time, you know?
Yeah.
Huh?
Approximately what age is he?
He's middle-aged. At this point, he's middle-aged. And I know you guys really want to know who he is, and sometimes, at some point, I predict that you will find out, that you will know. So, but even at that, you will know his stage name. He won't give anyone his, except me, his real name. But that's okay. That's okay. I don't really mind, because I understand his reasoning, and that makes it okay. Someday,
okay.
You'll know. Someday, I'm sure you'll know. You know, it's like, well, when I met him and we were talking and we were becoming friends and getting to know each other and all that stuff, and everything was, you know, we were having a good time just being friends. And it still took me 7 months for him to tell me his real stage name. It was all pseudonyms before that. Yeah. He's very, very private. I mean, almost painfully so, but that's okay. That's okay. I want him to stop being so secretive, but that's not for me to say. So that's all right. We can deal with it, guys. We can deal with this. It's all right. We can deal with this. Just the fact that he's so dang good and so easy to listen to, you know. It's not the same as listening to Elvis, because his voice is enough different that you can tell the difference. And that's a good thing. That's a good thing, because he does not try to sound like Elvis. He made that very clear to me. He says he uses his own voice. When he was young, he did have some voice lessons, so he kind of knows a little bit about the singing stuff, but he doesn't try to modulate his voice or sound more like Elvis. That's just how his voice is. And that's what I find so intriguing about it. And he worships Elvis. He thinks he's the greatest thing since sliced bread. So, you know.
Mm.
And that's saying something. It's great.
It is.
So, all right, let's see. We got to have another Elvis. All right, here we go. How about Blue Moon of Kentucky with Elvis, Scotty, and Bill?
Blue moon of Kentucky, keep on shining. Shine on the one that's gone and left me blue. Blue moon of Kentucky, keep on shining. Shine on the one that's known and proved untrue. It was on one moonlight night, the stars were shining bright, whispered from high love. Blue moon of Kentucky, keep on shining. Shine on the one that's gone and left me blue. Blue moon of Kentucky, keep on shining. Thank you.
blue.
That's awesome. That's awesome. Of course, Elvis is awesome. What, you know, goes without saying.
I don't believe that was in the movie.
Huh?
I don't think that one was in. I don't think that one was in a movie, was it? Or you don't know? I'm sorry. I'm thinking about the quiz.
Oh. Well, Blue Moon of Kentucky, I don't think was in a movie.
No, because that was in his pretty younger years, right?
Exactly. Yes, that was. Let me see. Did I even write down the year? No, I didn't write down the year, but I think it was like 55 or 54, something like that. It was very early. Well, no, it couldn't have been that early because Scotty was with him. But I'm going to stick my neck out here. It had, I think he did that song in the beginning, you know, with Louisiana Hayride.
Yeah,
see, stick my neck out. Stick my neck out and watch me be wrong again because, well, hey, you know, you guys can think for yourselves. You know if I'm wrong or not. So if I'm wrong, tell me because that's how I learn. I just stick my neck out and say something, and if it's wrong, somebody's going to tell me I'm wrong. And that is a good thing, actually. That is a good thing because then we can discuss it. And if I think I'm right, I'll stick up for myself. But, I know when I'm probably missing the mark. It's okay, guys. It's okay. Because that is, hey, you know, that is how I learn. So that's okay. I really don't mind being wrong. All right, let's see. Eeny, meeny, miny, mo, catch. Froggy by the toe. That's, I got 5 songs to choose from here, plus some from last week, plus I'm just going, oh my goodness gosh. All right, here, okay. You guys like yodeling?
Yes, from Elvis I do.
Well, this isn't from Elvis, you know, and I only know one time that he was recorded yodeling. But he's good. He really could do it. It's great. I love that. But he sent me this song, so maybe that counts for something. He sent me a little gal named Maddie Lee. And she's got a beautiful, pure voice. It's fantastic. And she yodels. This little gal yodels. And she's doing a song called My Little Lady Who.
When I was just a little girl, bouncing on my daddy's knees, I remember things he used to sing and songs he sang me. He didn't tell me stories the way most daddies do. He got a twinkle in his eye and he owed a lady who. And I say, little lady who, little lady, I, little lady who. He'll bring a smile into this world and that's what he used to do. It's season everybody who can your little lady who God gave you this special talent to you, little lady.
does have fun with that, and she's good. I love that.
Wow, she got wound up toward the end there, didn't she?
Oh, yes, yes. That is yodeling. That is yodeling. And, oh, my goodness gosh, she can do that. It's fantastic.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Okay. Catch my breath. All right. Chill out. I'm sitting here trying to remember what song was it that had the banjo working? It wasn't Perry Como. That much I do know for sure. But who was it? John?
Yeah,
I can always go to John. John sent it to me, so I'm hoping he remembers who the heck it is with the banjo. Because I says, you know, they're going to take it to the hills and have a good time. And I just slips my mind as to what song it was. And I've got them all written down. And, oh, well, I can figure it out and play it Saturday if I don't get it done today. So that's a good thing. That's a good thing. Okay, let's chill it out a little bit and hark back to the Perry Como, early 60s, I believe. I learned this song in school, and my sister learned it in choir, where she's bring it home and sing it all the time, and I really learned it from her. And then the guy who headed up our dance club picked it up and taught us a circle dance to it. Do I remember that? No. I remember doing it. Do I remember what it is? No. But I remember the song. I remember the song. So this is Perry Como with Catch a Falling Star. And he's got some good advice in this song. He really does.
Catch a falling star and put it in your pocket, never let it fade away. Catch a falling star and put it in your pocket, save it for a rainy day. For love may come and tap you on the shoulder some starless night, just in case you feel you wanna hold her, you'll have a pocket full of starlight. Catch a falling star and put it in your pocket, never let it fade away. Catch a falling star and put it in your pocket, save it for a rainy day. For love may come and pat you on the shoulder some starless night, and just in case you feel you want to hold her, you'll have a pocket full of starlight.
Pocket full of starlight.
Catch a falling star and put it in your pocket, never let it fade away. Catch a falling star and put it in your pocket, save it for a rainy day. For when your troubles start multiplying, and they just might, it's easy to forget them without trying. With just a pocket full of starlight, catch a falling star and put it in your pocket, never let it fade away. Catch a falling star and put it in your pocket, save it for a rainy day.
Save it for a rainy day.
Save it for a rainy day.
Ooh, and a really cool ending. I like that one. That's awesome. Okay. I have one that I picked up off of a post on one of the groups. I couldn't resist. I just couldn't resist. This is from the July 15th, 1970 rehearsal. Got my mojo working. It just ain't working on
you. I got my mojo working, buddy. Just don't work on you. I got my mojo working, buddy. Just don't work on you. Well, you mine, all mine, no matter what you do. I got my mojo working, buddy. Just don't work on you. I got my mojo working, buddy. Just don't work on you. Well, mine, all mine, no matter what you do. Break him. He's long, lady, lanky, sweet as she can be. Hands off of her, she belongs to me. I got my mojo working, buddy. Just don't work. Well, he's mine, all mine, no matter what you do. She can be hands off of her, unless you want to run with me. I got my mojo working, honey. Just don't work on you. Well, you're mine, all mine, no matter what. Well, I got my mojo working. I got my mojo working. I got my mojo working. I got my mojo working, buddy. Just don't work on you. Play some, play some.
Closed, you're like, oh, somebody's gonna hear me. I can't do this. No, you can't be shy and do that. It doesn't work. I figured that out. it doesn't. Well, I've been in Arizona about 25 years, and I've been divorced for 10. Well, actually, I've been divorced for 20. I've been away on my own for 10. Yeah, there's difference. But it wasn't until I got on my own that I actually got the backbone to be able to give the yell. And it feels good. It feels good. If nobody's ever tried that before, either the Arizona yeehaw or just the woo, if you've never tried that before, you have to try it. It's very freeing. And once you do it, you're going to like it. And you're going to use it more because it's cool. And people are going to look at you like you are of your mind. But you know what? It doesn't matter. It doesn't matter because they're smiling when they do it. They're smiling when they do it. So I just do it if I feel it, and I don't worry about it. If I'm in the middle of Walmart, oh, well. I've never had a bad reaction. I've never had a bad reaction. So it's okay to do it, guys. It's okay. It's okay. People, it makes them feel good because you've got the guts to give the yell. So, hey, you know, and if the cowboys are in the house, watch out because they kind of give it back. It gets real fun. It gets real fun. So anyway, I have the Mavericks. And you might recognize the song. I recognized it once it started playing. It's called Back in Your Arms Again. And
back to you.
Treats. That's well, I guess we all have our time schedules, but hers is a little off. Get with it, kitty. Get with it. Well, like that. Not now. Not now. Yeah.
Oh, God.
She answers me. She talks to me. She yells at me. Yeah, you're a real character, aren't you? Huh? Is your character? Yes. You wreak havoc with the dog, too. Dog's afraid of her.
Really?
That's funny. The dog is afraid of her, yeah. She'll go up and just be licking his ear, you know, and trying to be nice. And he'll go, ooh, and he'll shrink back. And sometimes he'll snap at her without touching her, just to scare her. And she backs up and she says, what the hey was that all about, dude? And says, well, if you're going to be like that, and she'll whop him in the ear with her paw without any claws, she just whops him and walks away. So, okay, you guys work it out. Go ahead. Have fun. I don't think he's having much fun, though, because he's scared. He starts shaking. He's a funny boy. He's a funny boy. At least he's quiet unless somebody comes in the driveway. Yeah, I'm talking about you. You better believe it, too, because you're weird. Anyway, Elvis, let's forget about the stars and do our own thing.
If you let the stars keep telling you who to love and not to love, you may never find contentment for your heart. You could go on love forever, and darling, that means never surrender love. Let's forget about the stars. You say the stars have promised you true love 10,000 times, but here you are with a broken heart and mind. I can tell you want to love me from the beating in your heart. Surrender. Let's forget about the stars. Let's forget about the stars. Come follow me, my love, to a world just like the world that you've been dreaming of. There's not way too long forget about the stars. Let's forget about the stars. Let's forget about
the stars. I love that song. And it's one of those seldom heard songs. You never hear that song, but it's fantastic. It's fantastic.
Yes,
and guys,
brilliant.
Have you guys ever had it roll through your mind? I mean, when you're sitting there going, okay, how can I make this day special? Especially with my guy, you know? The man that's in your heart, the guy you love, okay? Have you ever thought of just putting on the music, a song you both really like? It doesn't matter whether it's something like Let's Forget About the Stars or whether it's something like Got My Mojo Working or Reconsider Baby, whatever it might be, and just sit him down and you dance for him. And when you're doing that, think about the music and let the music inside of you, and you will see his eyes light up. Think about that. That would be a really good gift for either Valentine's Day or his birthday, or just a day that you want to make special that has nothing else happening special to it. Dance for him. And I think, what is it I heard one day? Oh, yeah. Let your body do the talking. Interesting, huh? Yeah. There's a thought for you, kid. Huh?
I was thinking.
Uh-huh. There you go. See, you get rolling with that. And, oh, yeah, you get rolling with it. Hey, guys, guess what? I have 8 minutes left. So,
oh goodness.
It's going to be a couple hours before I wind down to be able to sleep. If I sleep then, I might wait until 10, 11 o'clock tonight. Who knows? But anyway, I had a great time.
I enjoyed
you guys,
it too, Jenny. Thank you.
Oh, good, 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 good. I love it when I can make you laugh. It's fantastic. It just makes me feel good. And, hey, everybody out there listening, I love it when I can make you laugh. So just enjoy things. Enjoy this show because it's about feeling good and getting those good feelings inside so you can share them with the people around you because they know when you're feeling good and they know when you're not feeling good. Oh, believe me, with me, it's not hard to tell. So just let the music fill you up with all those good feelings that come from it. Because that's what it's all about. That's why I do these shows. That's why I do this show especially. I added Thursday just as a feel-good show. It's fantastic. And I just had an idea for another show. Hey, John, let me know what you think about doing a lot of covers, whether it's covers that Elvis did or covers from other people and letting them guess, or doing originals and letting them guess who did the covers, either way around. I think that would be fun. I think that would be fun. Of course, I get to know ahead of time. You guys don't. Yeah, I know it's cheating, but you know I'm like that. So, but thank you guys for joining me. And if you have any ideas that would make it fun or more fun, let me know. We got all kinds of music, and we love the music. And thank you, John, because he is so instrumental in putting in this good music that I've never heard before. And I love it. I love it because I'm all about broadening my learning horizons, especially with music. It's such a big part of my life. And I hope you all enjoy the shows as well and that it gives you more knowledge about music because music is a universal language And it's a beautiful way to say things. You know, we can't always come up with the words ourselves, but you can find a song that says it. No problem whatsoever there. So keep on listening. And everybody who clicked on the links that are either on my Facebook page, which you're always welcome to go to and click on that link, or any of the groups that I post to, just keep on feeling free to use those links because it'll take you right to the show. Whether it's for the live show or to listen to afterwards, just wear it out. Go ahead. I challenge you, wear out those links because you're going to like it. It's going to make you feel good. It's going to make your day better. And that's why I do these shows. So, hey, everybody, thank you for joining me. Thank you so much, Sue, for being with me this whole show. And I thank Victoria for hanging in there and listening. It was real nice to have you to talk to, honey. Anne didn't get her invite again, so she couldn't be here. That's why she wasn't with us. But I love having the two of you with me. It makes it fun. It makes it fun. And then everybody in that chat, oh, my gosh, they're as crazy as I am, you know. But it makes it interesting. It makes it very interesting.
I wonder what, I wonder what John really thinks about all this.
Well, if you ask him, he might tell you. And that could be really interesting.
What have I got myself into?
That could be really – well, he keeps coming back, so he must like it. So there you go.
I guess so.
Hey, you know, that's the best way to look at it. He keeps coming back, so he must like it. So there we go. And we love it that way. We love it like that. I like it like that. Come on. Okay. to take us out of this, I'm going to do KC and the Sunshine Band. Keep it coming, love.